Hello, welcome to Meaningful Messages with Tamika Smith, your source of inspiration and empowerment. One day, I chose my faith over everything, over second-guessing, doubt, hopeless hope in an abusive relationship to not only survive, but thrive. I chose to be better, not bitter. As a mother, author of several books, and an advocate of domestic violence, how? I discovered my voice. I underestimated myself. My message resonated with many. From Huffington Post, Good Housekeeping, The Renewal Project, TV and radio appearances, this progressive, extroverted introvert decided to share meaningful messages with those looking for a purposeful life. Get ready to laugh, cry, and leave better than you came in. Welcome to Meaningful Messages. Hello, wonderful day, everyone. Welcome to this special message of Meaningful Messages. So today we're going to talk about Clubhouse. Clubhouse, the latest craze. Clubhouse, is it Crazy House? Is it Clubhouse? Is it Church House? Is it Collab House? Is it Front House? What kind of house is it? So I wanted to talk to you guys about the benefits of Clubhouse and how it has amazingly, you know, changed the trajectory of my life in a short amount of time. So a little bit of backstory. I am a three-time author. You heard the intro, and I have started to launch into the deep. And what do I mean by that? I have started to begin my own book consulting agency, so to speak. And so with that being said, I joined Clubhouse back on December 9th. And so I'm like, what's this latest craze? Let me find out what it is. Lo and behold, it was good to me. And you know, a lot of people gonna tell you, oh, don't get on Clubhouse, you know, especially the believers, you know, don't give your Cash App, don't sow. You know, as a believer, you know when to sow and when not to sow. That's wisdom, that's discernment, but that's neither here or there. Yeah, there's gonna be bad things happen anywhere, whether you're a believer or not. They're good and bad everywhere. There's light and darkness everywhere. And there's church mafias and there's good churches. There's good people with good hearts. But I say all that to say this. Social media is whatever you make it to be, whether you're looking at it from a cloudy lens. Maybe you need to clean off your glasses, in an analogy, follow me. Maybe you just need to clean your glasses and look at it from a different perspective. The thing I love about Clubhouse is the fact that it's like a podcast, and it's voice enabled, it's exclusive, and by your influence, you can help other people by your expertise. And people do get fully vetted and not on Front Street, and that people will be all up in your hallway making sure you are who you say you are. Instagram, the thing about it is you can curate yourself, have the pretty pictures, and not really be that person that you portray yourself to be with the real R-E-E-L, but when you listen to a person's voice, and I've been doing customer service for over 20 years, you can hear, at least I can, you can hear the lying, you can hear the truth, you can hear the flexing, or you can hear the beauty of someone's heart through their story, whether it's through prayer, whether it's, you know, sharing. There's millionaires sharing good, wealthy information, and you have to. Like, I've been guilty of it in the beginning, listening to stuff and not applying all this stuff that I'm learning, being around, you know, these amazing circles and wealth of knowledge. But we have to apply. And this year of 2021, and tomorrow, to timestamp this, is going to be a transition here in the United States as far as presidents. And so you have to look at that in a spiritual realm. There's going to be a lot of transitions that's going to take place, and we have to prepare for where we're going. We may not be in the same circles with people that look like us, same color as us, talk like us, and coming from different backgrounds, but the beauty of collaboration, just like Jesus and the disciples, he had a wealth of knowledge wrapped around him. He had people in diverse backgrounds around him. He had people around him that were businessmen and knew about their business and knew it well, and they stayed in their lane. So you can stay in your lane, but you can create a table. People want to talk about, oh, I want to sit at the table. Hey, there's plenty of room for all of us to sit. But we have to be humble enough to learn from each other, to eat with each other, and not be in a competition. Honey, sweetie, the kingdom of God, there is no competition. You are uniquely created for such a time as this. So I just wanted to get on here to give you guys a quick charge. Clubhouse is whatever you make it to be. Life is whatever you make it to be. Social media is whatever you want it to be. If you want to go down that rabbit hole, scrolling all day, commenting, putting tabs on people, talking about people, gossiping, guess what? You're going to eat the fruit that you bear. So check your heart, check your intentions. That's my word for 2020, intentions. What's yours? This is Tamika Smith with Meaningful Messages. Have a wonderful day.